Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Residents in North Dublin are appealing for more public amenities amid a rise in antisocial behaviour. Estates in the Balgriffin, Clongriffin area are in the transition process of being taken over by Dublin City Council from the developer. This is leading to locals feeling that they're being left in limbo without issues being addressed. So, Josh Crosby visited the area to hear some of the residents' concerns, and he's with me now in studio. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
What's the problem here?
So, look, residents say it really does come down to the development itself and the design, the resources and facilities in place to support the level of housing in the one area. So where we're talking about here, Pat, it's not far from Port Marnock, pretty much sandwiched in the middle between the coast and Dublin Airport. The development around here was first launched in the boom. Footballer Jamie Redknapp was at the event at the launch in 2007, all the glitz. But then when the crash hit, it was never fully finished. But now it has been. Well, some residents would say it's still not finished. Many of the units have been taken over for social housing, and then throughout parts of the area there are mixed estates with both social and private housing, with some quite expensive properties too. I just had a look online and there are apartments for almost $2,000 a month to rent, then there are houses that have sold for over 600,000. But I suppose, look, with thousands of people living in the one area, residents are now saying that they're noticing an increase in antisocial behaviour and crime.
So this area is actually quite vast. How many blocks might
there are? Look, if you stand at the top and look down, there are thousands and thousands of units. Like, to start us off, I met with Michelle McGoldrick, who's been living in the Belmain section for over a decade. She's the chairperson of the Belmain Community Group. I met her in the space where they run activities for children and young people in the area. Michelle says the lack of facilities can be the cause of some people falling through the cracks.
So between Belmain and Clongriffin and everything in between, there's probably about 10,000 residential units. They're building more and more residential units and they're not putting the social infrastructure in to support the residents that are already living here. So, like, we've been fighting since really 2014 for adequate community facilities and services in the area. Now, some progress, like I said, has been made. We have access to this room and there's, you know, different things going on in this room, but you can see it's tiny, like, it's not sufficient.
What's the lack of services leading to then? Because, like, I know there's residents nearby, they've started a petition calling for more investment in the area for Dublin City Council to try and bring on more safety measures, if you like. So as you look around, what's happening?
So the lack of facilities and services in the area, it is causing, you know, antisocial behaviour. The kids are hanging around, getting up to no good. The lack of Garda resources in the area as well is also an issue. Like, the lack of forward planning. It's absolutely ridiculous that this amount of residential units was allowed to be built without the social infrastructure to support.
So, like all developments, there's a mixture of, I suppose, social housing and private housing. Like, is the integration there going well? Is there much engagement there? Are there joint up activities?
Yeah, well, like, everything that we do as Belmain Community Group, we open it up to the whole community. It's really, really important important that we do have that integration in the area. Some people are frustrated with the amount of social housing that has been put in the area, and I can't disagree. Like, you know, there was no forward planning here. They shouldn't be putting that much concentration of social housing in a particular area, particularly when they're not going to be putting the supports and services in as well to support people that are living in the area. And it's not just people from social housing that do need these supports, but probably need them a little bit more than others. We're working on it anyway. It's a work in progress.
And that's the chairperson of the Belmain Community Group, Michelle McGoldrick. Now, tell me about the private homeowners. What concerns are they raising?
Well, one of the reasons the issues in this area were brought to our attention, Pat, is that residents in the Parkside estate, this is right next to where Michelle lives, some residents in this estate have started a petition now calling on the developer and Dublin City Council to put in place chicane gates and speed breakers on the nearby roads to slow down those who, look, I suppose you could say, are running amok on scooters and different types of bikes. So far, over 340 people have signed this petition. But it has to be said, these types of issues are, of course, not just confined to this part of Dublin, Pat, or this part of Ireland. Sure, look, I've covered multiple reports on your show of residents feeling that the cart has been put before the horse in terms of the supporting infrastructure. Michelle was telling me that last summer they had 74 kids sign up to their summer programmes, and there were many, many more in the area who wanted to do the courses, but they just could not facilitate this due to the lack of space. But I met with the chairperson of the Parkside Community Association, Dave Darby, who's a private homeowner. Dave says the problems are minimal and there are great aspects of living where he is.
Was really about turning it into a welcoming community and bringing people in and showing them the resources that are here to help them assimilate into the community. There were Parkside gardeners, meet-up group, swapsies. I mean, it's some incredible things. And so we really put a corral around that and bring it together.
All under the one umbrella.
Yeah.
But there's a transition period, isn't it? Like the management or the running of the area, the estate, is being...
It's in transition now, right now.
Some of the homes are social homes. So yeah. Dublin City Council, but they will be taking over the entire estate?
In terms of running the estate, no. They would, responsible for whatever properties they've purchased.
Are some people asking and appealing for more facilities?
When you're on the go and it's time to refresh your energy, grab an ice-cold Celsius. Where zero sugar, seven essential vitamins, and proven ingredients meets pure refreshment. Unlike traditional energy drinks, each sip of Celsius is a perfect balance of flavor and function. So whether you're hitting the gym, the office, or your next adventure, grab a Celsius at your local retailer or visit Celsius.com to learn more.
I'm Cindy Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate, Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
Nearly home. isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
But he's in the area, I suppose.
Yes, yes. I think we would like to see more retail businesses in here.
Are the lack of amenities leading to some disturbances or some activities in the area that people are not too fond of?
No, I would say this to you, and I just had a walk with, I have a buddy up the road. Both of us feel like, where would you go to replace what you have here? We do notice, and what I notice for the most part, and if you think about it this way, if you look for the bad, that's all you can see. If you look for the good, you can still see the bad. And I think there are some people in this community, very, very few, mind you, that all they look for is what's going wrong. It becomes almost self-fulfilling. If you're looking to see what's wrong, that's all you're going to see.
So you haven't experienced this antisocial behavior? Or you think it's being exaggerated?
Absolutely. I've been here for 6 years. Nobody's burglared me. There was one attempt at coming in over the fence. You know, typical stuff when you have a new estate. When things are divisive, it splits up communities. And you're either going on this side of it or you're going on that side of it. Now, from my perspective, in any community, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the fix. Which are you? You make the decision.
The chairperson of the Parkside Residents Association, Dave Darby. So, Josh, two different views there, but they are living in different pockets of the area. What about businesses that he was talking about, more retail needed? What are businesses saying? Are they finding it difficult?
Well, I spent an afternoon in the area going from different estates to different estates. And one of the reasons why the petition is calling for gates is that residents say some of the antisocial behaviour is coming from people who don't necessarily live in the estate they're causing trouble in. And they're able to zip in and out on the bikes and their scooters. And the design itself is poorly laid out in terms of, I suppose, they're able to get away from the guards. They're able to nip up and down through different side streets and escape, if you like. But up in the Belmain section, there are a few shops, a takeaway, a nail salon and so on. I took a walk around to meet with some of those who are trying to do business in the area. We'll start off with this local barber who says at times it can be challenging.
My name is Josh. I'm the owner of Josh's Turkish Barber in Belmain. The young people around this area, bit problem for people living here.
You've experienced some of that yourself?
Yeah, I seen like they're looking for trouble, basically. There should be more things for young people. Maybe youth centres, something to do, you know.
So you're living down this side of it?
Yeah, I'm just around here local, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose, have you noticed lately, has there been an increase in...
Yeah, definitely. There's not enough for kids to do. There's parks, but there's nothing in the parks. And I feel like the parks have a lot of stuff for younger kids, like toddlers and stuff. But for the older kids, there's nothing. Yeah. Definitely more youth projects. The kids are just bored and they're getting in trouble.
My name is Peng and I'm in the Belmain, the central shop on the main street. I have been here about 9 years.
9 years. So you've seen a lot of changes. You've seen a lot more people come into the area.
Yeah, it's a lot of change. Yeah, a lot of people around there.
And what's it like running a business in the area? Are there challenges?
At the moment, it's kind of improved because the last couple of years, new road, it was causing the main street and it was hard.
The road opened up, there's more footfall, it feels a bit safer?
It's okay, yeah, I think it's better, yeah, because more people are moving around, so...
More activity in the area?
Yeah, yeah.
Some business owners and residents in the Clongriffin Belmain area of North Dublin. So, Josh, what's the council saying? What's the political reaction to these complaints?
Well, Michelle McGoldrick, who we heard from at the start, who walked me around showing me some of the underdeveloped parts of the area, and you can blatantly see there are parts that wouldn't have been finished to the preferred spec. She actually pointed me out a playground, well, you couldn't call it a playground, it's a section of tar that's been left empty for 2 years. Then further down the road from Belmain and the Balgriffin part, that there is what was meant to be a creche, that's what was in the plans, and now if you look at it, it's just a part of the whole block that just sits vacant. She says they're having talks with the guards and council about trying to establish a neighbourhood watch, a community centre, a library and healthcare centre. When I asked the council about plans for amenities in the area, I was told that DCC is considering a number of plans for the Clongriffin Balmain area, which will be presented to local elected representatives in the first instance for discussion. I also asked if there was an update on when the council would be taking over the Parkside estate from the developer.
Now, this is taking it in charge. In other words, that they are responsible for the road surfacing and the lights and
exactly,
all the rest.
Exactly, the footpaths, all the management
but
of that.
But the private houses there will still be owned by the people. But all the services will be council services.
Yeah, so that's the stage where the petition, they're calling for a bit of action on this. But I put it the same question to the developer as well, but I'm yet to hear anything back on that. I did meet with the local Sinn Féin councillor for the area and former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Micheál McDonagh, and he says, time and time again, we see history repeating itself where housing is put in without necessary support and then we see the negative outcomes.
At one time, it was known as the largest unfinished estate in Ireland because with the collapse of the Celtic Tiger, it was really only half built. So since the recovery, I suppose you could call it, the estate has been completed over the last number of years. So there's an awful lot of housing got in there.
Fine development, fine houses, but there are still some concerns being raised by residents about some of the unwanted or unnecessary activity that can happen.
Yeah, I mean, there has been issues raised about antisocial activity in Parkside and other parts of the estates over the last number of weeks and months. And it is a concern. There have been car thefts, there's drug dealing, you know, no more than really any other parts of Dublin. But I suppose, given it's a relatively new estate, it's probably more maybe noticeable to a lot of people. It really is a victim of bad planning and inadequate planning legislation. We need to see the development of facilities, community facilities for people of all ages, but particularly for young people. And that is sadly lacking. But it's the same pattern that we saw in older estates, which go back to the 60s and 70s, where when they were built, there were very few facilities and people over years had to build up those facilities. We shouldn't have had to do that. We should have learned the lesson. We need central government to step up to the mark much more.
And residents have told me that the management of certain parts of the estate are in a transition period, if you like, between the developer and the city council. Does this lead to kind of a state of limbo or uncertainty? Like, why does this drag on?
Yeah, I mean, and this is another flaw in planning. A huge part of the estates are not what's called in the charge of the city council. They're still under the developers who built them. You know, that has to change. It's a constant battle to ensure that the whole area is taken in charge by the city council.
And that's Sinn Féin councillor Micheál McDonagh ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm Cindy Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. And adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.